The New South Wales Farmers Association is today calling on the major supermarkets to lift the price of its home brand milk to $1.50 a litre. The farm lobby group says the end of dollar milk gave some relief to farmers at the start of the year, but more is needed to sustain the industry. Here is Colin Thompson, who is the chair of the New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee.
We're worried that the farmers are already leaving the industry in unprecedented numbers. We've lost over 50 farms in the last 12 months and many more likely to leave simply because the prices that they're receiving for their milk currently don't cover the costs of production as those costs just escalate due to the drought.
If the price was to increase to $1.50 a litre for that home brand milk, how much would actually flow through to dairy farmers?
I guess those calculations have not been done, but it would give a significant boost to the supply chain, which is what is required. When the generic price goes up, that also allows the branded products to increase. And we're not calling just for fresh milk either. It's right across the dairy cabinet, the discounted cheese and butter that's currently available in stores. All those prices, we're seeking a lift on all those prices just to allow cash to flow back to farmers.
What supermarkets has New South Wales had discussions with so far on this issue and when?
So we've had recent discussions with and ongoing discussions with Woolworths. We've also met with some politicians in Canberra, including the Minister for Ag, and we're consulting with farmers and farmer groups and our state counterparts.
Did they give it any indication that they would be willing to lift the price to $1.50 a litre?
No, they haven't as yet, but we were able to present our case. This is about sustainability of the industry. It's about ongoing supply. It's about the future of the dairy industry in New South Wales. And so we are concerned that more farmers will continue to exit the industry and the state will be left without sufficient milk supply for the requirements of the state.
Now, Dairy Connect says that it's actually been pushing for the price to be lifted to $1.50 for more than a year. So are you hoping that New South Wales farmers might be able to achieve something that Dairy Connect hasn't been able to?
We've all been seeking price rises for a considerable time. And the initial price the increase that we see when dollar milk was finally broken and it went to $1.10 to $1.20, that was a help. But it's as conditions have continued to deteriorate, feed and water supplies are simply running out. Farmers have little option but to outsource their food and water, and that's all coming to cost, and we're having a cash flow crisis on farm.
Do you see that there's a bit of a problem here, that there are two dairy lobby groups in New South Wales calling on these major supermarkets to lift the price of their home brand milk? One of the key messages to come out of the dairy plan meetings from dairy farmers is that they wanted one voice, one single dairy organisation to represent them. Now, Dairy Connect says that it has put a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, to New South Wales farmers to make that happen. Where is that process at? Is that something that New South Wales farmers is willing to sign?
Absolutely, and yes, we're in discussions with Dairy Connect, and we have exactly the same goal, to have one single voice for dairy in New South Wales. And so we met with Dairy Connect again as recently as last week to progress that option.
And so how soon do you think that MOU might be signed?
I think it's imminent.
Do you think that Dairy Connect or New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee is the better group that can affect policy change in this area?
We're looking for a single united voice. It'll be, we're not sure what the structure of that organisation will be as yet, but we are looking to combine our resources, work together to provide a single advocacy voice for New South Wales dairy farmers.
That is Colin Thompson, a dairy farmer at Cowra and the chair of the New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee. Well, as you heard, Dairy Connect says it's been lobbying the supermarket giants for more than a year to lift the price of its home brand milk to $1.50. Graham Forbes is the president of its farmers group.
We initiated the breaking of the dollar a litre milk with Woolworths. Sean Morgan negotiated a very good deal there, and we've seen since then there's been another 10 cents a litre rise. But certainly, our view was it's got to get up to $1.50 so that all sectors of the industry can be sustainable. At this stage, most sectors of the industry, not only the farmers, aren't returning a high enough returns, the processors and even the supermarkets out of milk. Look, the farmers of New South Wales have spoken and they want to see one organisation. We've signed an MOU with New South Wales farmers. We're waiting for them to come in on party, but we envisage that we can form an organisation with a link back to New South Wales farmers, but we need an independent dairy organisation that could be nimble and quite agile, as Dairy Connect's been, and been at the forefront, as we have with the plant-based drinks. It's been interesting that we were on the plant-based drinks for nearly 3 years before New South Wales farmers and ADF followed our lead. So we've been probably the leading organisation on the forefront of a number of these issues, and I think it's because we're a small, agile organisation, not hamstrung by the bureaucracy of some of the larger agricultural organisations.
Mm. Do you think New South Wales farmers will have more luck than Dairy Connect in getting supermarkets to lift that price to $1.50?
Well, I think it's the whole industry. Certainly QDO's been following that lead as well for some time. So I think it's great that they're following the lead. Also, they're following the lead of Pauline Hanson to have discussion on market support. And, as we were lobbying for in Canberra, and see where that goes, but it's great to see that they're following the same lines and the same leads that we've had out there for quite some time.
That is Dairy Connect's Graham Forbes, who also pointed out that they'd been in Canberra meeting with politicians a month ago, and it was good to see New South Wales farmers follow their lead last week. It's certainly been an interesting 7 years or so since Dairy Connect was formed. The lobby group was set up by farmers who had been key members of the New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee. But could we now be back to one single dairy voice?